Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever.
from John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
And our saint of the day for August 23rd is St. Rose of Lima. He is the patron saint of embroiderers, gardeners, florists, people who are harassed for their piety, and those suffering family problems. She is the patroness of the Americas, the indigenous people of the Americas and of Peru, India, and the Philippines. The Catholic Church says many miracles followed her death. There were stories that she had cured a leper, and that at the time of her death, the city of Lima smelled like roses. Roses also started falling from the sky. Many places in the New World are named for her, Santa Rosa. The first canonized saint of the New World has one characteristic of all saints, the suffering of opposition, and another characteristic which is far more admirable than for imitation, the excessive practice of mortification. She was born to parents of Spanish descent in Lima, Peru, at the time when South America was in its first century of evangelization. She seems to have taken Catherine of Siena as a model, in spite of the objections and ridicule of her parents and friends. The saints have so great a love of God that what seems bizarre to us and is indeed sometimes imprudent is simply a logical carrying out of a conviction that is anything that might endanger a loving relationship with God must be rooted out. So because her beauty was so often admired, Rose used to rub her face with pepper to produce disfiguring blotches. She wore a thick circlet of silver on her head, studded on the inside like a crown of thorns. When her parents fell into financial trouble, she worked in the garden all day and sewed at night. 10 years of struggle against her parents began when they tried to make Rose marry. They refused to let her enter a convent, and out of obedience, she continued her life of penance and solitude at home as a member of the Third Order of St. Dominic. So So deep was her desire to live the life of Christ. In the last few years of her life, Rose set up a room in the house where she cared for homeless children, the elderly, and the sick. This was the beginning of social services in Peru. Through those seated in life and activity, she was brought to the attention of Inquisition interrogators, who could only say that she was influenced by grace. What might be some unusual penances, we should also remember the greatest thing about Rose, a love of God so ardent that it withstood ridicule from without, violent temptation, and lengthy period of sickness. When she died at 31, the city turned out for her funeral. Prominent men took turns carrying her coffin. It's easy to dismiss the excessive penances of the saints as an expression of certain culture or temperament, but a woman wearing a crown of thorns may at least prod our consciences. We enjoy the most comfort-oriented life in human history. We eat too much, drink too much, use a million gadgets, fill our eyes and ears with everything imaginable. Commerce thrives on creating useless needs on which to spend our money. It seems that when we have become most like slaves, there is the greatest talk of freedom. Are we willing to discipline ourselves in such an atmosphere? St. Rose continued her self-martyrdom without pause, often with periods of ecstasy, until she died on August 24, 1617, at the age of 31. That's young. She even prophesied the exact date of her death. With all the townspeople attending, the Archbishop himself gave the eulogy at her funeral mass in the cathedral. Connery, here are the figures of Rose of Lima. Here the figure of Rose of Lima sprouts from a flower, and holds her identifying symbol, the crown of roses, in her hand. Those who wrote the crown of thorns worn by Jesus at the crucifixion. She also displayed a tiny image of the Cathedral of Lima, the city where she spent most of her life. Rose was outspoken against the corruption of Spanish wealth seekers in the New World, and her sacrifices made a deep impression on the people of Lima. Many miracles followed her death in 1617. She was beatified by Clement the Ninth in 1667, and canonized in 1671 by Clement the Tenth, the first American to be so honored. She was of the order of the Dominican Tertiary. She was a mystic, a visionary, and a receiver of invisible stigmata. Forgiving praise. Help me to remember what is really important, that I am your child. You are my father. You love me for who I am and not how. And how I live, not what I look like or what I own. Let me praise you who sees into my heart, who is always with me, and who eases my suffering. That's our saint of the day, St. Rose of Lima. She crammed a lot into 31 years.
It was, yes. She lived her life for God.
31, that's young.
Yes, it is. She just gave her all in prayer. I mean, that is her story. And many miracles accompanied her, her death.
Yeah. And they said she cured a leper.
Yes. And so the hand of the Lord was upon her, and he shone upon her. And at her death, at her funeral, I mean, Lima poured out in honor of this person of faith.
Yeah, the VIPs of the day took turns carrying her coffin.
Yeah. Well, now she sings with the saints in heaven in perfect joy, seeing the face of the Lord, seeing the Lord. And she's right there. She took Saint Catherine of Siena as a model. And now they're up there. They're up there, they're together. And how special that is.
And they're comparing notes.
Now is just such happiness. And what they're doing, they're inviting us to pray for those who bring us Jesus in the Mass, our holy Catholic priests. So that's what the saints in heaven are doing. So here we go.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our sneak peek for tomorrow is Saint Bartholomew. And so he was one of the 12 apostles, Saint Bartholomew. And so when we pray for our priests, we are praying for those who are currently in the Lord's mission for us. So we pray for our holy Catholic priests. And our prayer today is coming from Cardinal O'Connor, John Cardinal O'Connor of New York. He's the late, great Cardinal O'Connor. O loving Mother Mary, Mother of Priests, take to your heart your sons who are close to you because of their priestly ordination and because of the power which they have received to carry on the work of Christ in a world which needs them so much. Be their comfort, be their joy, be their strength, and especially help them to live and to defend the ideals of consecrated celibacy. Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. We know that you have made them priests in the likeness of your own priesthood. We have consecrated them, set them aside, anointed them, filled them with the Holy Spirit. You have consecrated them, set them aside, anointed them, filled them with the Holy Spirit. Anoint them to teach, to preach, to minister, to console, to forgive, and to feed us with your body and blood. Yet we know too that they are one with us and share our human weaknesses. We know too that they are tempted to sin and discouragement as we are, needing to be ministered to as do we, to be consoled and forgiven as do we. Indeed, we thank you for choosing them from among us so that they understand us as we understand them, suffer with us and rejoice with us, worry with us and trust with us, share our beings, our lives and faith, our faith. We ask that you give them this day, the gift you gave your chosen ones on the way of Emmaus, your presence in their hearts, your holiness in their souls, your joy in their spirits, and let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. We pray to you, O Lord, through Mother Mary, the mother of all priests, for your priests and for ours. Amen. And that our prayer for priests today is coming from the great John Cardinal O'Connor of New York, the late great. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. We pray for our parish priests, those that hear our confessions. And St. John Vianney, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said that if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, you are tempted. When you are tempted, she will come at once to help, and Satan will leave you. So never forget that, coming from St. John Vianney there. And so our prayer for priests. And now it's important for us now to pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, and through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And so we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. And O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And along with you, we also ask Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, and St. Anthony. We ask all you in the heavenly kingdom to intercede and to pray for children, to pray for children, to help keep them safe, to protect them. And how important that is. Because they're such a great gift of God, and how the Lord loves the little children.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, other name. Children, playing the grown-up games. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith. Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And that's definite. We want to now pray for the souls who have recently passed from this life. God our Father, your power brings us to birth, guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but they do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. O God, who has commanded us to honor our father and mother, have compassion in your mercy on the souls of our father and mother. Forgive them their sins and grant that we may see them in the joy of eternal brightness through Christ our Lord. We beseech you, O Lord, in your mercy to have pity on the soul of the faithful departed who you have freed from the perils of this mortal life, and restore to them the portion of everlasting salvation through Christ our Lord. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let your perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. And so we pray for all those who have passed recently. And we pray for the prodigals. Adore your Savior, who came to seek and to save the lost. Thank him for seeking the prodigals, that they may be saved. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift to you our prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner. Lord Jesus, you know what it is to be held captive. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for those in hospitals. We ask that you bless the facilities so they may be a place of healing and hope for all there. Lord, we believe that you are the source of all goodness and mercy. And we ask that you pour out your blessing upon our hospitals. We ask that you grant our prayer for the hospital environment according to your will. And we pray for every need. Dear Lord, Scripture tells us so many times that people who believe in you are to be kind to the poor, make sure they have enough to eat. We pray that you don't let us forget your command to support children and families in need. And we pray for the elderly. Father, we pray that you would soften our hearts to our elderly neighbors, that you would stir us to love them in both word and deed. Spirit, move us toward action. Help us to slow down and take the time to offer care and assistance to our elderly neighbors, for whom daily life has become a struggle. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit, gracefully, dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And Lord, we pray for those who are held down by bondages, held down by addictions. And we pray for deliverance. Pray for those who are struggling to make it in this world, those who are suicidal with mental illnesses. And we pray, Lord, that you enlighten their hearts and our hearts. And thank you, Michael, for presenting the Saint Rose of Lima. Wow. What a saint, huh? She's awesome.
What a story. She was going to live the life that she lived, and she died at so young an age.
Yeah, 31 years old.
Yeah, that's very young. That's extremely young. She crammed a lot into those 31 years.
Yeah. And so she was Desert Rose, literally. And so tomorrow, St. Bartholomew. So tune in tomorrow.
Oh, you don't want to miss that.
St. Bartholomew, and thank you for praying with us and joining us each day for Stand in the Gap with the Saint of the Day. And Mike, thank you, and we will see you again tomorrow, same bat time and same bat station.
when we talk about St. Bartholomew, one of the original 12 disciples.
Yes. Yes, and we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints and our Desert Rose.
While you're contemplating your upcoming schedule for the week, don't forget Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Don't forget Journey with Mary with John Carpenter.
And this Sunday we're going to Lithuania, and that's a great one.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be very interesting. And then again, Monday night, same time, same channel. Monday night is the Eucharistic miracles, and there are plenty of those. And you got some fascinating ones coming up.
Exactly. And we have a part two from last Monday. So
that's going to
be fantastic.
So. It's such a fascinating miracle. We couldn't even fit it in one night.
No, exactly. And so we thank you, Lord, for all these signs of your presence among us in the Holy Mass. And we encourage you to pray the rosary, to follow the lives of these saints. That's an odyssey. And have the scriptures in your heart to go to Mass. When you go to Mass daily, you get the entire Bible every year. Yeah, you know,
about
A, B,
every
and
year,
C.
Isn't it?
Yes. So you get those beautiful scriptures. So, but we'll end with this song, Desert Rose, in honor of our rose today. And may the Lord shine upon you today.
Amen.
And so we'll see y'all tomorrow.
For the things you do.